I remember it was being my sixth grade classroom, and they had two lines of computers running alongside the walls. And the first program I ever played on was the Oregon Trail one. And I remember that the M was used for firing the rifle, and the N was used for doing something else. And you use the arrows to move the little person. And you can get, like, dysentery. That's the first time I actually knew what dysentery meant. Because during the Oregon Trail, you can get dysentery and die. Or one of your cows could get it, no? So you're like, you know, why did it die? And I was, I think, 12, 13? I mean, I'm 24 now, so you do the math. I think it was, like, 93. And I remember it was the blinking green line that was always going on the upper left-hand corner. It was always going on, bling, bling, bling. And then the first time I typed, that they had this program in which we would have computer classes. And the computer class was only to type the words per minute, how many words per minute you could type, how fast you could type. And it was to achieve, like, you know, 60 words per minute or something like that. No, and I would always be like 20 words per minute, and that was like me cheating, now using my index finger. So yeah, that's how I learned how to type. There were Macs, Apple. Is that the same thing? Apple. Yeah, they had the little Apple emblems. I remember, and they were green. They were always green. It's like back black screen with green letters. And the keyboards were really hard. They're not like the soft types that they have now. You know, so yeah, and the hard disks were the things that you pushed in. It was just like the whole, it was more like, well, the floppy disks were a little bit bigger, you know, and they were harder. And I remember the computers being like eggshell white. They were never like gray or these, like, you know, corporate neutral colors, you know, pleasant for the eye. It was kind of like this weird, dirty, white looking thing. So yeah.
This Oregon Trail.
My teacher was the one that let us play it, and when we would behave, he would let us play it. And it's Oregon Trail is all about, you're in this wagon, you have to buy ammunition, you have to buy food supplies, you have to buy water, and then you have to make the Oregon Trail, like all of it, you know, get alive there. And you go, and you either have children while you're going through it, or your children die, your spouse dies, one of your children, Susie, dies. You're like, you forgot you had a child, you know? And then you go on these hunting trips, no? And you hunt for buffalo. So you kill buffalo, rabbit, foxes, or birds. So when you're running out of food, if you hunt, you know, you can bring X amount of pounds of food with you to help you survive. I'm not sure. I don't know if it still exists. Sometimes you could get shot. Someone could get shot by an Indian, but you couldn't shoot him. Like, they would tell you, you know, I think, like, your daughter Susie got shot by an, like, crow's arrow and bow killed your daughter Susie. Ana Teresa Fernandez, and I'm 24.
The first time I remember using a computer was in sixth grade of middle school. That was Buena Vista Middle School in San Francisco, California. And it was actually in the computer lab. They were Apple IIe's, and I was playing Oregon Trail, which was the best video game at the time. It was awesome. I don't think I ever beat it, though. I died many times. I was sitting there playing. There was a computer teacher who explained, like, you know, like how to get to the video game program, the Oregon Trail program. I mean, keep in mind, this was educational. This wasn't just playing video games. This was learning about the pioneers and, you know, how America was formed or some six. God, that's really a hard thing. Okay, maybe 90. Round. I think I was like 11, 11 or 12. I was born in 1982.
So round 93?
94, yeah. That was when it was. Pioneers or whatever, and you were doing the Oregon Trail across the country, and it was all about, like, how you had to like trade for items, and people died of disease, and like, or you got attacked by Indians, I think, at a couple points, and there was like different, like, various things where you had to, like, ford across rivers, and like it was ridiculous. I think it still actually exists. I mean, I remember when my little sister showed me like a super teched out version of the game, like where it was all like really like modern and fancy, but it was I think she had to do it for school, or maybe she had it on the computer that she had. She's 6 years younger than me, so
99.
I was like, wow, I can't believe that's still a video game. And it was, this was, that was like the first, I mean, like we didn't use computers on a regular basis, like we still, you know, we wrote on paper and everything, but then like we had a computer class and we played Oregon Trail. That was it. Antonio Roman Alcala, age 22.